Sistema, Biggin says. What? Those three, the Russian martial art formerly forbidden to all but Spetsnaz and KGB bodyguards. It has its formal basis in Cossack dancing, quite unlike anything Eastern. He looks like a very determined child on Christmas morning who's finally gotten his way and been allowed downstairs. But you haven't been introduced to Sergei Magomedov, he says, indicating the young translator who offers her his hand.
I saw you at the studio, the young man says, 23 at the oldest.
I remember.
And Viktor Marshwinska-Wyrol, Biggin says, introducing the fifth member of the remaining party, a tall man with very carefully barbered gray hair, dressed for a French preppy's idea of a British country weekend, the silky tweed of his jacket looking as though it were woven from the wool of unborn lambs. Case shakes his hand. He has Wojtek's perfectly horizontal cheekbones and a phone plugged discreetly into his right ear.
A great pleasure, this one says. I am, of course, hugely glad to see you here, safe, and I hope relatively sound. I am, I should tell you, Andrei Volkov, security chief, new to the job, and I have you to thank for it.
You do? She sees three men in white jackets and dark trousers enter, pushing stainless steel carts on hard rubber wheels. Perhaps I can explain over dinner, he says, gesturing to a round table she hasn't noticed. It's white cloth, set for six. Two of the three in white coats are positioning the carts, but the third is removing the sixth setting. Who was that for? She asks.
Boone, says Biggin, but he's getting a lift back to Moscow with Volkov instead. Ask me to tell you he's sorry.
Case looks from Biggin to Parkaboy, then back to the sixth chair and says nothing.
Andrei Volkov, says Marchwinska-Wyrol, with no preface, as the plates from the soup course are being removed. He's now the wealthiest man in Russia. That this is not more common knowledge is a remarkable reflection on the man himself.
They're dining by candlelight, the curved strip lighting overhead dimmed to a faint amber glow.
His empire, if you will, has necessarily been assembled piecemeal, owing to the recent extraordinary and very chaotic history of his country. A remarkable strategist, but until recently unable to devote much time or energy to the shaping of that which he's acquired. Corporations and properties of all sorts have simply stacked up, if you will, awaiting the creation of a more systematic structure. This is now being done, and I'm happy to say that I am a part of it, and you should know that you have had a part in it as well.